everyone. This is Steph with a little bit of Steph. Episode 11, Operation Beautiful. I've always sort of felt like I went from trauma and then I was triumph. But I've learned over the last year that that's not quite the case. I have not been filming much lately, so I wanted to film an episode and touch base with you all and give you an update so that you know where I'm at and what I'm up to, so that you don't think that I have quit on you. So, as I stated, this past year has been rough for me. Emotionally, probably one of the biggest roller coasters I've ever been on. I learned a lot about myself this year, a lot about my mental health, and I'm still learning, still trying to make sure that I am balanced and whole before all else. So that brings me to some of the new decisions that I've made for my life. I have been spending a lot of time between therapy and just really focusing on myself, trying to get well again, trying to recover. And in that time, I've spent a lot of time in prayer. I feel like sometimes I hear God tell me where to go. And then as I'm on my way, I pick up the reins and take over. That's where I constantly mess up. And one of the things that kind of halted me in my steps was a statement from someone that I know. And it really rocked me to my core because that's not who I am. I've always been the one that stays positive throughout all of the trials, and I just feel like I was just, I don't know, all over the place. So I wasn't in control of my emotions at all, and I wasn't in control of my reactions. So literally every aspect of me mentally felt out of control and like I was spiraling down so fast and so hard. So that statement that the person made to me really helped to kind of pull back and say, whoa, that's not me. So that kind of pushed me in the right direction. But I was also feeling a lot of strong conviction on my heart. I'd been making some decisions lately that when I did them, I would pray about them, but I wasn't waiting on answers. And I would just do it out of anger or out of hurt or out of fear. And I would feel the like burning sensation in my chest all the way down to my gut. Like I just knew that it wasn't the right decision to make, but yet I was still doing what I wanted to do because I had the reins in my hands. So when I finally said, okay, enough is enough, and I'm going to drop the reins and I'm going to pray and meditate and be genuine in wanting to know what He wants from me, wanting to know what God wants me to do from here. I went from having night terrors every night to the point where for several nights in a row, I was not having night terrors. I was having other dreams. And in those dreams, it was about from trauma to triumph. But I wasn't doing any of the things that I thought that I would be doing with from trauma to triumph. And I just remember hearing the words, be still, over and over again for like four, maybe five nights in my dreams. I'm happy to report that I still haven't started having any night terrors yet, but I'm not having that dream anymore. Just, I feel at peace about it now. And so, I realize that running an organization, being a president, being a founder of an organization may not necessarily be what God meant for me. And I feel like after all my meditation and everything that I don't want a title like that behind my name, because what I want most is to help people. I started this journey out to help people. And somewhere along the way, it became too much for me. Too much for me in the stance of so much pressure from other peers needing me. And it's not that I don't want to help, but I can only help so much because I am only one person. And so I was struggling with my boundaries in that aspect. I had the pressure from other community leaders, other organization leaders, you know, needing me to do this, needing me to do that. And I wasn't healthy enough or ready for that, and certainly didn't have the support that I needed behind me to be drug in and out of these different trainings and stuff like that. And I wasn't using my own voice to say no when I needed to. So I was struggling there because I was too weak and I was so, so deep below that I really didn't know how to say, stop, this is too much for me. So here lately I have reached out and I have, you know, informed some community leaders and organization leaders of my choice, that I'm going to let my organization go. My board and I are currently working on getting our assets dispersed out and donated elsewhere. We are working on just all the ins and outs of what that might entail. And I just feel like going forward and changing my association into a not-for-profit isn't where I'm supposed to be right now. So I've decided not to pursue that avenue. I am going to continue with From Trauma to Triumph in one sense. I am writing my memoir. I live by From Trauma to Triumph. But what I've learned in that is not that I was trauma and now I am triumph. What I've learned in that is that I was in trauma. I was wrapped in it. I was smothered by it. But I am every day working on my triumph. And I cannot get lost in the spotlight of the attention that local community, you know, organization leaders or, you know, members make me feel like I'm in because of always needing me or wanting me to talk. I'm not I am one of very few people in my area who is a suicide attempt survivor who will openly talk about it. And I think sometimes that is exciting to others because it's needed. And sometimes when you're one of few, you get pulled so much and you're stretched so thin, and it's just really overwhelming. So I've decided for my own well-being that I'm going to step away from all of that. I feel a strong pull in my heart telling me to focus on what I'm capable of accomplishing as one person. I plan to focus on my podcast and my memoir as I am in recovery, focusing on getting healthy where God needs me to be. So the main things that I want to spend my time and energy on right now, other than, of course, myself foremost, getting where I need to be, my relationship with God, because he always is there for me to pick me up. But I have not been as solid in my faith as I should have remained. So I am working on that. I am working on, I don't want to say my marriage because my marriage is doing great, but I guess you can always work on it. Because without doing that, there won't be one. So I'm spending more time with my husband and we're doing things together, learning together. And right now he's restoring an old door that I want to use for a headboard. And I have been doing a ton of baking, homemade apple turnovers and homemade apple pies in the cast iron skillet from scratch, baked cobblers, everything from scratch lately, even homemade pizzas. So it's been neat. And I guess when I get in there and I'm working and I'm baking, it's almost therapeutic working with my hands and kneading the dough and just really thinking and praying and meditating on God's word. When the negative thoughts come across that stress me out or bother me, it really helps with that, letting that stuff flow on past and handing it right back to God, because I am the worst, which I'm sure everyone in the world probably says this, that I'm the worst about yanking those reins right back out of his hand the moment I feel like he's not going fast enough for me or doing exactly what I want to happen out of a situation. So basically, I'm trying to do that right now. I'm trying to give him the reins and leave them in his hands. So some of the things that kind of pushed me into listening to the voice that I was hearing in my dreams, listening to the conviction that I feel on my heart, I reached out to some friends of mine, and Dr. Di Maria, Michael Di Maria, he is a friend that I made over this past year at a WSRE showing that we did together, and I reached out to him expressing my struggles because I feel like I can relate well to him, and his words are encouraging and uplifting, really helpful, and helps me to look at it from a different viewpoint. So I reached out and expressed to him what I was going through, and he came back to me reminding me that yes, I am right. I am only one person. And he said that my story reminded him of the story about the young man on the beach with a starfish. He was sitting there picking up starfish after starfish and tossing it back into the ocean when an elderly gentleman walked up and asked him, "Son, what are you doing there?" He explained to the elderly man that he was trying to save the starfish by throwing them back into the ocean. The elderly man looked up and down the beach and thought to himself, "There's way too much beach here for this boy to be able to accomplish anything." So he looks at the boy and he tells the boy that you're never going to make a difference. Look, there's got to be 100 more around that bend and 100 more around that. And the young boy bends down, picks up another starfish, tosses it out into the ocean, smiles back at the gentleman and says, "I just made a difference to that one." I cried when I read that because I've heard that story many times, but to have someone say that my story reminds them of that is impactful. It's humbling, and it reminded me that I need to stop trying to put all of them in my bucket, and I need to toss them back out into the ocean one by one. I'm a really empathetic person, so I feel other people's pain to the point that it has me so broken, so just crumbled, that I can't breathe sometimes. And so, just for a nice little reminder, that I can still help people, but I need to stop and focus on me first. Focus on the fact that charity, the truth that charity begins in your home. And so I need to focus on my family, and I need to make sure that before I'm giving out to others, that I'm giving to my husband, that I'm giving to our marriage and to God and to me, that those things are taken care of. So then I can go out and I can pour myself into helping other people in the ways that I'm able to, in the ways where I'm able to step back and do what seems less but impact more. This is the conviction that I have on my heart. I've also narrowed my social media down. I took my my pages and have them all rolled into one page now. So that way I can just simply get on and post about podcasts and things like that. At this time, I have a strong conviction on my heart to step away from social media. So I will only be on social media to post podcasts, videos, things like that. Not really much for personal use other than just to share things to help people. I'm really just trying to operate on me here. I've been able to get a little bit of work lately, so I've been doing some extra studying and stuff like that in the web accessibility world, trying to brush up my skills and just get back on track as far as trying to get back to work. My husband has been able to get a little bit of work with a local church through a sound company that's been hiring, an audio company that's been hiring him. So that's been really nice. We're trying to hang in there, just like most other people, you know, are doing right now. And more than anything, just trying to stay positive, because I don't want to be a negative world. I want to go back to being that light to people. I've learned a lot, like I said, and I don't feel like I'm quitting. I don't feel like I've failed. I feel like I'm moving in a different direction. And eventually, one day down the road, I may bring online only support groups with something I do as myself, as an individual. In the meantime, I won't be facilitating support groups because I'm not where I need to be. I can definitely put resources to other online support groups on the website page in case anyone is in need. I just want to say that first, I'm sorry if I have caused anyone pain or frustration or harm by my recent actions or reactions, shall I say. I apologize if I've let anyone down because of going in a new direction, because I started sinking right when everyone needed me. So those are the only things that I regret. But I am still here, and I'm not giving up. and I will still be helping people to the best of my ability. So I just ask that you stick with me, keep following, and join me in the journey of my new roots. Join me as I am learning that I am always working on triumph. So thank you for joining me today for Operation Beautiful. And like a very wise woman said to me recently, whether it's your second chance or your first chance or your 20th chance, now's the time that you can stop and you can work on you and you can focus on working towards the life that the person who saved you or gave you life meant for you to have. I'm on my way there now. God bless you all. Thank you all. Stay safe and take care. Bye.